So they have been a, as far as politics is concerned, it's a real awareness, but not as much so now. And I said, we're doing some things, but we're doing it on a different scale. But back in the 50s, if you wanted to know about the NAACP, back in the 40s, I remember my father, Dick, and the churches was where we would have our little meetings. And the churches would have sign-up day for voting, voting registrations. That was encouraged, door-to-door encouragement for those to who was reluctant to sign up. Some people were fearful back in those days. They thought, you know, Mr. John would not like the idea of me being a voter or a part of the NAACP or anything like that. Some of the deacons and ministers in the different churches encouraged, and that was a good thing. We had no papers, you know, like the Constitution or anything like that. But in Atlanta, they had the Atlanta Daily World, which was a black-owned paper. My dad and I think there was another man from Pleasant Hill, they would go down and they would buy the papers and place them in the church. And you could get a paper, and that's where you got all the news for, about the black communities and what was going on as far as blacks was concerned. So it was, that was when I was growing up. But yeah, the churches actually encouraged the blacks to register, encouraged them to speak up and have a voice by voting, and be part of the movement. One of our ministers was one of the lieutenants for Reverend Martin.
Really?
Yes. Reverend Johnson. He was one of those that would go and get the people riled up. And he was our pastor before Reverend Lewis came. And politics has been a big part in our churches. That was the only way we could keep up with what was going on. Because in, back in those days, very few people read, you know. And so information was like handed down from those few, was handed down to the others. Some could read, but just never had an interest in reading. As my dad used to say, look at the front page. Don't always go to the comics when I was a child. Hey, don't always go to the comics. They could have headlines, could be all blacks be out of town by 4 o'clock and you'd be still here. You would be here. You're supposed to be out of town. But you know, some people, a lot of people just never paid attention. So it was more of a word of mouth situation. And then that would get you interested, and then you would start researching and looking into it.
Goodness. So speaking of just reading and education, how important was that to the black community here?
Oh, it was a push. As a child, you said there were Roswell blacks, as I was told from my dad, and they with sharecroppers,